it was exciting. You know, just because we was going to something what none of us had ever been in before.
Yeah, well, that's very important because it had a very big effect on a lot of people.
Oh, it certainly did. It certainly, the biggest effect is on me than anything else, and apart from the 67 Dutch strike, this was the biggest thing that's ever happened to me as industrially. It was just a new world. You know, when I said the 67 Dutch strike, that was just another strike and involved a lot of them, a couple before and a lot since. But this, to me, was probably never to be repeated again. Well, I hope not, anyway.
What kind of things do you remember particularly?
Well, he was going there. Again, there was, when I was explained to you earlier about Chobham Farm, the atmosphere, this atmosphere seemed to come back again. Everybody was on friendly terms, people was arriving with sandwiches, people was bringing flasks of coffee, different organisations were showing up from ranging from the Communist Party to the Socialist Worker Party, right through to the, what's her name? Dr. Rose Dugdale, for example. Oh, them sort of people were was there.
Bernadette Devlin,
for example. Bernadette Devlin was another one. Various MPs showing up. And also there was some sightseers showing up in Rolls Royces. You know.
I don't recall it myself.
Oh, yeah, I've seen. Yeah, well, I can remember sitting there early one, about 2 o'clock one, whatever morning, I don't remember, but we were sitting there at 2 o'clock one morning and Rolls Royce pulled up. A young girl got out, smartly dressed, started talking to us like, you know, well, you know, like she was a sightseer, you know, we was, anyway, she got her answers, as you can imagine, and her boyfriend came up and took her away. She'd had a few drinks, I think, same as we had, and, well, you know, she had got involved in a little bit of repartee with the doctors, you know, and,